Yes, indeed. Very good morning to you. Coming up to 25 past 10 here in the centre of Liverpool. And we are talking about the subject, should music therapy be brought into the prison place in order to prevent people from reoffending? Billy Bragg certainly thinks it's a good idea, as indeed does David Hanson, the government minister for the relevant departments. We get mixed opinion on the emails, texts and phones this morning. But what about getting a perspective from somebody who's been behind bars himself? Probably the most colourful former gangster I can think of. It's Dave Courtney. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Governor.
Governor. How are you, Dave?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm good.
Well, you know, I've got a good insight into what goes on through my time that I've spent with your good self and what have you. Now, you've been behind bars, haven't you?
I'm afraid I have, yeah, for all my sins.
And what was it like? Would you regard it as being as something that you don't particularly want to repeat?
It is something you don't particularly want to repeat. It isn't very nice. No, anyone who says they can do it easily, they might be able to do it easily, but it still isn't very nice. Right, but I can tell you this for sure. There is no way in the world someone coming in there and teaching you how to play the banjo is going to stop you going out and robbing an house.
You reckon?
Listen, there's no way in the world. It might be very enjoyable, and it's good for his CV, and it's a nice bit of recreation for Mr. Bragg. But I'd be very, very surprised if it actually worked for... No, music therapy stops him doing it. That's totally what I think. I'd be very surprised.
He's got some figures that back it up, though, Dave. Reckons he's had quite considerable success with it.
I had some witnesses that said I wasn't there.
I knew you'd come up with an answer.
You know, I'd love it to work. I'd love anything that's to try and break out the monotony of a day in prison, or to find any new way of sort of stopping someone reoffending. I'm up for giving it a try. You understand what I mean? But I now go around all the youth offending places and talk to them, you know, and they're a tough nut to crack, you know what I mean? Unless you've actually been naughtier than them, they won't listen to you or about anything at all, you know? So they would actually look at them as a do-gooder, you know what I mean? Anything to get out of their cell and listen to someone play an instrument, they'd go, yeah.
Right.
Well, I'd love it to work.
Yeah. So what's the score then, Dave? Because, you know, in this country, people turn around and say, yeah, it's an easy number in those prisons. If you were to explain it to somebody who's not been to prison before, give us a rough idea as to what the daily regime is like.
Well, you're up at sort of 7 o'clock. You know, your door's open, you're down, you're collecting your breakfast, and then you're coming back up at 8 o'clock. You're locked up there all morning till about 12:30. Then they let you out for half an hour. Just go down and get your dinner, and then they take you back up to your cell. You're locked up there till about 3 o'clock, and they let you out for an hour. Have a walk around the exercise, and lock you back into your cell at 4 o'clock. Let you out at 6 o'clock for tea, and then lock you up till in the morning. You know, it really, really, really isn't nice. It really isn't nice. You'll end up with... Yeah. All the children that your mum told you not to play with, right. They're all in there.
So what was this? I mean, in terms of the way you see it, I mean, undoubtedly, Dave, there's people who can actually handle that kind of situation. Yeah. But the thing that strikes me most about it, especially if you're the kind of person who likes living their life, it's a waste of life to actually spend time behind bars, isn't it?
It's sad. And you do realise that in there. You know, all this crime don't pay. You only actually learn that when you get caught. Well, it don't. It don't pay, you know? And when you're sitting in there going, what am I doing? And it's not actually you that it affects the most, okay? You know, it's your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister, your wife, your kids. It's, you know, you're all right. You're pugged up there. You're sitting there. Someone's throwing 3 meals a day at you. They're not the greatest meals in the world, but it is 3 meals a day. And you've got a blanket on your bed. So, you know, you're normally sharing a cell with some skaghead who... You know, nick the gold fillings out of your teeth if you fell asleep too deep. You know, I mean, it really is not a nice experience. But I'm afraid that the people who actually end up going there very young, because life is habitual, they can get used to that. Mm. You know, I mean, that's the real sad thing. They can actually get used to it. So, you know, anyone doing anything to try and stop someone reoffending, I would applaud. But I'm afraid I'm not... I would have to see it from my own eyes to actually genuinely believe that someone going in there and playing a bit of music would actually stop them 6 months' time when they come out reoffending. You know, I've got to be honest.
So if it were the case, and, you know, I've got a feeling that it's unlikely that this happens, you got the call from Westminster tomorrow to say, Dave, we're going to speak to Dave Courtney because we want his opinion on what will stop people reoffending in the prison place. Have you got any suggestions as to what that would be, Dave?
offer them something else. You can't just expect someone to stop reoffending if he's still going to be out there, skin in trouble, no education. You know what I mean? It's the only possible way you can survive. So, you know, you have to give him an alternative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you have to have some kind of alternative to the crime that you were committing. And wow, you know.
So what about you, though? Because obviously you do, and I must confess, Dave, you are moderately funny when you do your comedy routines.
Moderately funny. You're not funny, Courtney.
So what's this going to mean? Did you find that turning to that kind of show
the
business?
Alternative, yeah, the alternative was because I was a show-off.
Yeah.
I was a terrible show-off when I was at it, and I'm a terrible show-off now. And the entertainment world was the alternative for me. You know, I could still show-off and, you know, because most of my act is about orientated from the criminal world, you know, I can't lose that stigma if I wanted to, but I can still mingle with some of the people that I used to work with, and I have an alternative to not go back into crime. So that's what made me clean. You
so
know
it give
I mean?
You a bit of a purpose then, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I do get off on the fact that I can help other people that's in there. You know, it's a very rewarding feeling, educating someone. It's a very, very, especially if they're not educated, they go back into prison. It's a very rewarding feeling, and I can see why Billy Bragg's doing it. And if that's all he's got to offer to help them, then that's all he's got to offer, and he's trying his best. He's doing whatever he can. Right? But going around to the young fellas' prisons and talking to them, and you know, once you've actually done it, been there, seen it, they you might have a chance of them listening to you. But them poor people that have never done it before are trying to tell kids not to do it. They've got a proper uphill struggle there, you know, a genuine uphill struggle.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks very much for your comments on that, pal.
All right. All right, mate. See you later.
See you later, pal. Tell him that's Dave Courtney. He's speaking to us with his views, not necessarily sharing the opinion that Billy Bragg's idea is particularly therapeutic and that it will prevent people from reoffending. Perhaps, maybe, you've just heard what the man himself said. He's been behind bars. He feels as though that's not the way to do it. What the suggestion is beyond that. Is that when they come out of prison, you've got to have a purpose. But perhaps you could arguably say that if they've learnt the art of being a musician, that could be their post-prison purpose.